Okay. Welcome. I call this meeting to order for the KPFK LSB, February 9th, 2025. It is 10:32 a.m. Pacific time. I am Tatanka Bricka, chair of the KPFK LSB. I want to welcome Susan Young, meeting management advisor, PMB interim board chair. Welcome, Susan. Thank you. She is our meeting management advisor today, again, after such a great job last month. So, I want to also say that to let everybody know, and it's probably obvious to everybody, I have some hearing difficulty. I've had hearing aids in the past and right now, and between hearing aids, I hope to clear that up by next month. And so if I don't hear you clearly, I also may ask for help from the secretary, Lee, and from Susan to restate a motion. So forgive me if I've not heard you correctly in the past, but I'm taking care of that. And when you're reminder, when you're recognized by the chair to say your name when you're called upon to speak. And okay, if there is there anyone who needs translation from English to Spanish at this meeting? We do have a solution, and this will be a really good experiment for this time. And I want to say, Latanka, thank you to Rodrigo Argueta, Elizabeth Argueta, Avelia Jones, Jan Goodman, and everyone involved who helped put this solution together. So I think it's in the chat already, but Rodrigo, welcome, and please explain in Spanish how this will work. Is Rodrigo with us? We may have to come back to this.
This is Nancy Perlman. Have you taken a role?
Not yet.
Hello?
Not yet.
Not yet?
We wanted to introduce this right away, but we can do it after roll.
No, I just signed in on my cell phone, so I'm out in the forest, so I wanted to see if I had reception. Okay, I'll mute myself until, well, I'm here. So when you're ready to take roll. All right. Bye.
May I be recognized, Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. The number that Rodrigo forwarded is in chat.
Thank you, Avelia. Okay, as we go on, I want to say that the KPFK LSB meeting decorum policy has been sent to delegates with the agenda. And because we have such an incredibly full agenda today, and we want to try to get through it without objection on each motion, I will recognize two people in favor, two opposed, alternating 90 seconds each, and then we will go to a vote on a motion when we have a motion. If there is a motion to amend, I will recognize one or two people to speak on each side. Okay. Without objection, that's how we'll proceed. Roll call, please, Secretary, let's take the roll.
Yes, sir. Rodrigo Argueta. I'll go back to you. Cristina Avalos.
Here.
Cristina Avalos present. Marisol Bielma.
Present.
Marisol Bielma present. Tatanka
Present.
Bricka. Pardon me. Tatanka Bricka present. Thank you. Rachel Brunke. I'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Nanelle Sateno.
Present.
Nanelle Sateno present. Thank you. Ace Estwick. I'll come back to you. Ariana Gladney. I'll come back to you. Jen Goodman.
Present.
Jen Goodman, present. Thank you. Nikki Hahn.
Present.
Nikki Hahn, present. Thank you. Ian Johnston.
Present.
Ian Johnston, present. Thank you. Avelia Jones.
I'm present.
Avelia Jones, present. Thank you. Chipasha Luchembe.
Presente.
Chipasha Luchembe, present. Thank you. Jack Neff.
Here.
Jack Neff, present. Thank you. Brenda Martinez. Welcome back to you. Nancy Naparco.
Present.
Nancy Naparco, present. Thank you. Robert Payne. Welcome back to you. Nancy Perlman.
Here. Did Robert say yes? He's with me.
I did not hear a verbal confirmation, no. But Nancy Perlman, present. All thank right. you.
Well, okay. I'll put him on my phone. He must be having trouble with his phone. I'm almost back.
I'll come back to him momentarily. I need to continue with the roll call. Thank you. Myla Reason.
I'm here. Myla Reason, present.
Myla Reason, present. Thank you. Janine Roan. Please mute your phone, please.
Janine Roan, present.
Janine Roan, present. Thank you. Oscar Ulloa.
Presente.
Oscar Ulloa, present. Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
Present.
Harvey I'm Wasserman, here. Present. Thank you. Adam Woolman.
Well, there it is. Yay, it unmuted. Sorry, Adam, present.
Adam Woolman, present. Thank you. Carlos Zavala.
Present.
Carlos Zavala, present. Thank you. Maggie LaPeak. Come back to you. Coming back to the top, Rodrigo Argueta.
Presente.
Rodrigo Argueta, present. Thank you. Rachel Brunke. Ace Eswick. Ace Eswick, absent.
Present, sorry.
Ace Eswick, present. Thank you. Ariana Gladney.
Present.
Ariana Gladney, present. Thank you.
Robert?
Yes?
You have to say yes.
I'll get to him momentarily. Wait one. Brenda Martinez. Yes.
Press six when they call your name.
I've got it.
Please be silent until I get your name, please. Brenda Martinez.
Brenda, present.
Brenda Martinez, present. Thank you. Robert Payne.
I'm here.
Robert Payne, present. Thank you. Maggie LaPeak, absent. And for the others, Susan Young.
Sorry, present.
Susan Young, present. Thank you. Mr. Chair, we have 23 present and 2 absent. 2 absent are Rachel Brunke and Maggie LaPeak. We have quorum.
So we've established quorum, correct?
Correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. So requests for excused absences. Are there requests for excused absences? Hearing none, I guess
Mr.
we
Chair, have. Mr. Chair?
Yes. Go ahead. You
nice. Jan Goodman here. Maggie LaPeak has asked for an excused absence. She's in the midst of the preparing for the fund drive, and therefore she's not here. And we all cheer her on.
Okay, thank you. Any other requests for excused absences?
No, but I do have a question. This is Rodrigo.
Hi, Rodrigo.
How are you? Okay. One thing is that I don't think we need to excuse the people. Because it's not part of the local assistance force. But and also, I had a question. It's a Ms. Young, member of the local station board? Susan Young?
She is a meeting management advisor at the request of the chair.
Well, she's not a member then.
No, and also this is the secretary.
No. Okay, then she should not be counted as a member then.
No, she doesn't count for that. No.
Okay, well, when the list of the members is called, it should be called only for the members.
Mr. Chair, this is the secretary. May I?
Go ahead. Yes.
I additionally noted at the end for others who were not members of the board, and I only called it after everybody else was called, that they were other and not a member or voting member of the board.
Just accounting for their presence, not for quorum, Rodrigo. And if you're ready after this part, I do want to introduce you because we've mentioned it in the chat, but that'll come next, okay? Any other requests for excused absences?
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead. Please state your name.
This is Ian.
Yes.
I just wanted to point out that this is three meetings in a row that Maggie LaPique hasn't deigned to join us or submitted any significant report.
So noted, Ian. Thank you so much. Okay. I don't think there's any other absences. Are there any objections to excusing these absences? Okay, hearing no objections, they're excused. Rodrigo, we did at the beginning of the meeting say that the number that you had sent by text is in the chat, but I would like to introduce you and thank you for the kind of being very instrumental in the team to make the solution work this time. So please introduce yourself and do the translation to Spanish for people who need it, okay?
Thank you so much. Well, basically, as we discussed before, and I want to recognize that, it's we have this system where we have a conference call number. So for the people who needs to be, who needs the meeting to be translated, they can send a text to 323-829-4135. As 323-829-4135. That's Elizabeth's number. And then, you know, we'll connect that person to the conference call. We do have a conference call which was provided, you know, by Michael Novick, which is a free conference call, and it's already in place. So for anyone who needs that, and then how we will do it, it's really simple. So basically, like right now, we can ask, hay alguien que necesita traducción al español, puede mandar un texto al 323-829-4135. Es 323-829-4135. Y vamos a conectar a esa persona en la línea de la conferencia colectiva. So that way we can connect that person to the conference call. And then everything remains the same. There is no need for, you know, stopping the flow of the meeting because the person, we have three persons, I think, one is Elisa and then Roberto and then Rafael who can help. You know, today might not be that many people, but, you know, we will have available people that are fully bilingual to do that. And the only part that we will need to have a little bit more time, as we discussed it, and it was fine with everyone, at least Jen and you and everybody, is when the public comment comes. The public comment, if someone is going to be speaking in Spanish, then 1 minute is going to be given in Spanish and 1 minute in English to do the translation. But that's it, you know. Otherwise, it just remained the same. Everything else remained the same. So solamente la gente puede hablar cuando es tiempo de el comentario público por un minuto para ser traducido al inglés por un minuto. So that's it. Eso es todo.
Thank you so much, Rodrigo. And then also at the end, you do an evaluation with all the people involved. What worked, what didn't, what suggestions you have, and we all look forward to that.
Yes.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Gracias. Muchas gracias. Okay. Request, anything else you wanted to say? No. Okay. Request for time. Request for timekeeper. Chair recognizes Nikki Hahn. Vice Chair?
Yes. Thank you, Tatanka.
All right. You're going to be timekeeper today?
Yes, I will be timekeeper today.
Okay, thank you. And so do speak up. Do people know how much time they have, or will we tell them at the time later?
I usually say like 30 seconds and 10 seconds. I give those warnings, and then I'll probably just alert you when so we can follow this the agenda as closely as possible. I'll let you know when we're getting close to time on our on all of these items.
Thank
you.
Sounds
good.
Thank you very much, Nikki. Really, really important job to keep meeting moving. And I do know that Ninel volunteered for mission statement, but most importantly, I mean, I think we're going to not do that this time, but I want to count on you next time, Ninel, for that. That would be great, because we want to get the election is really important, and all the unfinished business. So thank you for standing by for that.
Mr. Secretary, this is Oscar Ulloa. May I have the floor, please?
Yes.
I do oppose to skipping the mission statement. I would like to be read. It's very, very important. The people, especially ourselves, recognize, even if Tom or not may consider it not important, and sorry if I include you in that position, I will object to the reading of the statement. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Objection noted. Is there any other?
Yes, me too. No, because the mission statement is part of the bylaws. Must be done at the beginning of each meeting. That's part of the bylaws. Otherwise, we all be violating the bylaws.
I doubt it's part of the bylaws, but it has been a tradition here that we do it. I will say it is simply a way. many LSBs do not do the mission statement every time, and it is in. We always send it out ahead of time, and I'm sympathetic with that point of view. This was simply to get things moving. So this time I'm going to override it. We're going to go without it, and it will be there next time. Okay? Thank you. Let me recognize Susan Young for a second on this matter, and then we'll see if we want to take more time with it. Go ahead,
sure.
Susan.
Just a couple of notes. To my knowledge, no other LSB initiates with a mission statement. Not that that's not a worthwhile thing to do, so it is not necessary to have in the agenda. You have a lot of unfinished business. I know it's your goal to be able to get to that, and we have a time certain at 12:30. If those who oppose this are noted in the minutes, then you can go forward without a vote.
Thank you. Okay, next is Landback.
I to be recognized.
I'm not going to recognize anyone yet. I'm going to go to Landback acknowledgement and not get deterred on something like this. Landback acknowledgement, Avelia Jones.
Thank you. It is the reclamation of everything from the original people. Land, language, ceremony, food, education, housing, health care, governance, medicines, kinship. It is a relationship with Mother Earth that is symbiotic and just, where we have reclaimed stewardship. It is bringing our people with us as we move toward liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing, political, and narrative framework. It is a long legacy of warriors and leaders who sacrificed freedom and life. It's a catalyst for current generation organizers, and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed peoples. It is a future where Black reparations and indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well can we, her children, be well. It is our belonging to the land because we are the land. We are land back. Thank you.
Aho, Evelia. Thank you so much. Next, F, approval of the agenda, which includes a time certain 12:30. Lee, the secretary, please read the agenda and make it slow so people can hear it.
Yes, sir. Reading the agenda that was sent out, we have opening business, 35 minutes. Procedure for nomination and election of LSB members to serve on PNB standing committees, 30 minutes. 3, IGM report. 4, director's report. Public comment period for 30 minutes. Unfinished business for 10 minutes. New business, 20 minutes. Closing statement from the LSB chair, 3 minutes. LSB member community announcements, 5 minutes. And adjourn at a time certain of 12:30.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Do I hear
Mr.
Any?
Chair?
Yes.
This is Ian again. May I be?
I just want to sit in the sun. Actually, it's really warm right here. Okay. So I'm just,
mind your microphone if you are not recognized to speak, please.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm just going to like,
Miss Janine Rowan, please mute your mic.
So are you going back to Goodwill?
Mr. Chair, I was going to object to this agenda.
Yes.
The 12:30, the 12:30 time certain seems inordinately short. That's a 2-hour meeting and unfinished business is given 10 minutes, a minute per motion. And there are substitute motions.
Duly noted, we're on the issue of approval of agenda. So if you feel that way about this, I suggest you.
I move to amend the agenda.
I second that.
I move to amend the agenda.
I second that motion.
Who is seconding the motion?
I want to recognize people instead of them speaking out of turn. This is what makes a 2-hour meeting go to a 4-hour meeting. I want to ask Susan Young to comment on this, and then I will take it as it comes. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, a motion needs to be in writing. So if there's a motion to amend the agenda, please put it in writing in the chat, and then the secretary can note what it is, and we'll know what you all are voting on.
Point of order. Mr. Chair, I don't have access to the chat. I'm on a telephone.
It will be read. I would appreciate. Is this Mr. Ian Johnston?
This is. I'm sorry.
Mr. Johnston, the first thing that we agree upon is that you respond. The chair calls on people. If I make an exception for you, we know what happens. 2 hours go by. So please, please observe this protocol. Part of Robert's rules of order. Okay, so.
Mr. Chair, my hand is raised and I did make a point of order.
Your point of order, Ian, is what?
Janine Rohn has had her hand raised for about 10 minutes. Thank you.
The point of order is that not all members are capable of writing something in the chat, myself included, and this is my motion to amend the agenda to extend the time certain to 1:30, not 12:30.
That's another agenda item. I want Susan to comment on your first item. And now I would appreciate no one speaking until you're recognized. Go ahead, Susan.
I second. Yeah.
So perhaps it can be clear because it's a relatively simple amendment to the agenda. There is a motion to change the end time certain from 12:30 to 1:30, and I believe that motion has been seconded, at least by Janine Roan, made by Ian Johnston, seconded by Janine Roan. And if the secretary can record that, then, Mr. Chair, I suggest you take a vote on it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have you recorded that, Mr. Secretary?
I have indeed, Mr. Chair.
Okay. You've got the first and the second. The first was Mr. Johnston and the second was Ms. Roan.
Chair, okay. Can I be recognized?
May I be recognized?
No, just a second. We have a motion on the floor, and the motion on the floor is the approval of the agenda, which was read. We have a
motion to amend
that agenda. And is there a second to that? That was by Janine.
Jan Goodman, I have a motion to amend the motion to change that to 1 o'clock instead of I have a motion for a substitute amendment.
Why is Jan Goodman being 1 o'clock? Allowed? She hasn't been recognized.
I actually want to defer to Susan and get clarity on this. Thank you, Susan.
That's a point of order.
If Ms. Roan could be quiet, please. I do believe that Jan Goodman was not recognized and needs to be recognized if she's going to offer a substitute motion to the amendment. And so I don't know, Mr. Chair, if you wish to recognize her.
No, I don't wish to recognize her because she spoke out. I want to be consistent with this. So
got it.
We have a
point of order.
The order, please.
Point of order. If we are following Robert's rules, point of order.
Your point of order is?
You allowed someone to speak a full argument before recognizing me. I've had my hand up for 10 minutes. And if there is a motion that's going to get voted on, I believe that we need to be able to make an argument towards it.
Mr. Chair, I believe that I think she's interrupting you because that was, I believe, your next step was to offer argument in favor and argument against, argument in favor and argument against the motion to amend the agenda, which was made by Ian Johnston and seconded by Janine Roan. So I believe that if they will all be quiet, you'll give them the opportunity to speak to their proposed motion.
Okay. I want to hear what the motion is, we have a motion to approve the agenda and we have a motion to not approve the agenda. Is that correct?
No, actually the motion that you have is to amend the agenda to.
Okay. So I want to hear I want to hear what the amendment is.
The amendment is to change the ending time from 12:30 to 1:30.
Okay.
That motion was made by Ian Johnston, seconded by Janine Roan, and I think the moment here is 2 in favor, 2 against.
Okay. All right. So the 2 in favor, I assume, will be Ian and Janine. So
yes, Mr. Chair, can I be recognized?
Yes.
The reason I suggest this is because I did some calculation and our 2 hour meeting time.
This is your argument 4, and there's a time limit on that of 60 seconds or 90 seconds. I'm not sure which.
I think it was 90 seconds, and I if you'll let me speak, I'll explain why I bring the motion.
That's right. Very good. It will start now. Go ahead, Mr. Johnson.
Okay. So the reason I bring this motion is because I did some calculation and our agenda is timed out at 2 hours. But if you add up all the segments in it, it's 2 hours and 23 minutes. And I find that 1 minute per motion, when you have a substitute motion attached to several of them, is entirely insufficient. You know, unless this is just going to be a party line vote and there will be no discussion, that's entirely improper. And it's disrespectful to the people who presented the motions. It's disrespectful for the body's ability to consider and adequately weigh. I also would point out, if we can add that time to the unfinished business, that would be great. And I would point out that in the past, we've had public comment throughout the meeting when we are taking votes before we vote. And even before board discussion. So I would love to see the chair continue with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Do we have someone speaking for the motion as it is?
Against the amendment. Right. Got it.
Do I see anybody who wants to speak against that amendment? I don't see any hands raised.
There are two hands raised. One is Jan Goodman. The other one is Oscar Lua. Oh,
okay, go ahead. Jan Goodman, the chair recognizes Jan Goodman.
I would offer a substitute amendment to make it the time as 1 o'clock.
Point of order. I don't think this is a time to order a substitute motion. We're speaking against the amendment. So if that is your reason, I want you to speak against the amendment, not propose a substitute motion at this time.
Could you tell me when the proper time to offer a substitute motion would be?
Let me just offer, Mr. Chair, that yes. Loading on motions to amend make the meeting complicated and take a lot of time. It would be easier for this body if it could vote up or down the motion to extend from 12:30 to 1:30.
Okay. Well taken. So.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have anything else to say, Ms. Goodman?
No.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Rowan, speaking for the amendment?
Yes, I agree with what Ian was saying, that especially with only 1 minute to hear motions that have been with the body for over 2 months, is really disrespectful. But instead of just harping on that, I'd like to say that a lot of my emails and my arguments for a proper governance meeting, that instead of it being held just with a few people alleviate. No, I'm sorry.
No.
Let me finish.
I'm trying to make a point.
I know, but you're interrupting me. Why are you interrupting
Call the
me?
Member to order.
No, I'm
this,
just saying
this
that.
This is a dilatory statement and
no,
the
it
chair,
isn't.
You are interrupting
no,
the chair.
No, it is not. I am just
order.
Saying that this is evidence that by not having a participation of the other board members in setting the agenda, this is the outcome. It would alleviate this from the LSB meetings if the agenda setting was open to the members.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great. Do we have another person speaking against the amendment?
Also, this is the timekeeper and we're 1 minute over our opening business time.
Pardon me, that was Nikki?
Yes, sorry, this is Nikki Hahn, and we are 1 minute over our opening business time allotment, just letting you know.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, if I may be recognized, I'd call the question.
Hi.
There is this someone who wants to
speak? You know, I'm just, I'm texting to everybody.
Ian, call the question.
Okay, so I don't see anybody else speaking against the amendment. So, Secretary, let's take a vote and please state what the amendment is.
The amendment,
as I understand it, is to extend the time certain period from 12:30 to 1:30.
Correct, sir. The motion is to extend the agenda from time certain of 12:30 to 13:30 PST.
1:30 PST. I will now call the votes.
And that is an affirmative vote, right? And to keep it the same is a vote against the amendment. Is that correct?
Correct. To vote yes is to vote for the change to 1:30. To vote no is to keep it at 12:30. I will now conduct the vote.
Okay.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta votes yes. Christina Avalos.
No. Keep it at 12:30.
Christina Avalos votes no. Thank you. Marisol Bielma.
Yes.
Marisol Bielma votes yes. Thank you. Rachel Brunke. Come back to you. Nanelle Centeno.
Yes.
Nanelle Centeno votes yes. Ace Estwick. Welcome back to you. Ariana Gladney. Welcome back to you. Jen Goodman.
No.
Jen Goodman votes no. Thank you. Nikki Hahn.
Can you come back to me, please?
I'll come back to you. Ian Johnston.
Yes.
Ian Johnston votes yes. Avelia Jones.
No.
Avelia Jones votes no. Chipasha Luchembe.
No.
Chipasha Luchembe votes no. Jack Neff.
I vote yes.
Jack Neff votes yes. Brenda Martinez.
Brenda, yes.
Brenda Martinez votes yes. Nancy Naparco.
No.
Nancy Naparco votes no. Robert Payne.
Robert will be here in 1 minute. He's outside. He's got to come back in. So come back to him. And I vote Nancy Perlman votes no.
Nancy Perlman votes no. Milo Reason.
No.
Milo Reason votes no. Janine Roan.
Someone was detected at your front.
Janine Roan, I will come back to you.
No, Janine votes yes. Thank
Janine
you.
Janine votes yes.
And
understood.
I also want to say Rachel's in the chat, but Janine, I'm not sure if she's
yes.
in.
It's
a yes or no, and I need verbal confirmation for any presence. Oscar Ulloa. I'll come back to you, Oscar Ulloa.
I vote yes, sir.
Oscar Ulloa votes yes. Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Harvey Wasserman votes no. Adam Woolman.
No.
Adam Woolman votes no. Carlos Zavala.
This is Rachel. I'm here. Sorry.
I'll come back to you momentarily, Rachel. Carlos Zavala. I'll come back to you, Carlos Zavala. Rachel Brunke. Rachel Brunke, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you voting yes or no?
Yes, I am voting yes.
Understood. Rachel Brunke votes yes. Ace
Carlos
Estwick.
Zavala having trouble with my mic, voting, no.
Understood. Carlos Zavala voting no. Ace Estwick. Switch non-voting. Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney votes yes. Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn votes yes. Robert Payne.
Robert Payne votes no.
Robert Payne votes no. And pardon me. I thought it got really dry of a sudden. Give me a second. Extreme apologies. Mr. Chair, would you like to take a vote on this motion?
Give me what the total is.
11 yes, 11 no, and one non-voting.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to vote no on this one.
Understood. The chair, Tatanka Bricka, votes no. Final vote tally comes out to 11 yes. 12 no, no abstains, and one non-voting.
Okay, the amendment does not pass.
Chair, can I be recognized? It's Janine. I just have one question on who the non-voter is.
You. Go ahead.
I'm going to I'm just asking who the non-voter is.
A. Sestwick.
So he's on the call, but he's not voting.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Next item, well, wait a second. That was the move to amend. Now we come back. Let's see.
Is there any, Mr. Chair, is there any objection to the amendment, to the agenda?
Yeah, is there any objection to the agenda as written? That's right. We're back to that.
I object. Okay.
Is there a second objection?
I object. It's Janine.
Okay.
So my suggestion on this, because they offered their motion to amend, is that you recognize them in the minutes as objecting to adoption of the agenda.
Okay.
Because you're at the end of the time for the first portion of the agenda. So you need to bring the agenda to a conclusion. So note the people who were voting against in the minutes, but otherwise the agenda is approved.
Okay. Thank you. The
Chair.
People have been noted. Thank you. We go on.
Chair.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
My point of order would be, it sounded like Jan Goodman had a substitute motion to extend till 1 o'clock. Now would be a perfect time for her to bring it.
You've exceeded the time allotted for this portion of the agenda.
That's so, assuming that the agenda was already approved.
And so, Chair, I'd like to, be recognized. It's Janine. I'd like a recount on the votes. Someone's texting me that there should be a recount of the votes.
There's no reason for a recount for the votes.
It was a very close vote, and I'm told that there were only 10 no's.
Bring the member to order.
Yes. Thank you.
I call for a recount of the vote.
Bring the member to order.
Yeah. And I...
This is...
The meeting shall come to order, please. The meeting shall come to order. We had a vote.
The Chair, can we have a recount failed. Of the vote, please?
The amendment failed. And so Susan Young, who is our consultant here for meeting order, restate what you said, Susan, and then let's please go on.
Yeah, whatever he stated is that the time allotted for the initial work on this agenda has already been exceeded. The timekeeper has alerted us to that effect. A motion to amend the agenda failed, and so the agenda should move forward with those opposing the agenda noted in the minute.
Okay, we will move forward. I want the next item is appeal for funds.
Chair, I'd like to appeal to the decision of the chair to not do a recount on this. It could take very little time.
I second that.
Call the member to order for interrupting.
Is Myla being recognized? I'm sorry.
I haven't recognized you, Janine. Let's not get into that kind of match. I have made my ruling at this point. Go ahead.
How do I appeal the ruling of the chair then? How do I do that if you won't recognize me? I think that I can appeal to the ruling of the chair.
Of course.
Point of order.
Interrupting the chair is dilatory and prevents the organization from conducting its business. And the member
is
called out of order by a fellow member for dilatory behavior.
No, but you're causing that, John. Susan, you're causing that. You know, you're saying that we are not able.
Jan Goodman, may I be recognized?
So is Jan going to be recognized now?
I'd like to have a vote.
So
on
no,
the
she's
going to
speak without
chair.
You stopping her, right?
I am not recognizing anyone yet. I'm gathering my thoughts here, folks. I think we're all getting a good lesson on Robert.
I appeal the ruling of the chair. Point of order. To not
second.
Recount.
What is your point of order?
That I'm appealing the ruling of the chair. and that a recount could have taken 30 seconds by the secretary, and that it's actually dilatory to just stop what is normally done in Robert's rules.
And I want to be recognized. This is Rodrigo, because I wait, you know, but I want to be recognized. Very brief.
I want to say something right now, and then I'm going to ask one person to speak. I have been at this position now for over a year, and I have seen all kinds of appeals from everybody across the board to Robert's rules, many times not accurately. I have asked Susan Young to be here in order to get a meeting done in an efficient time manner. I am sympathetic to both sides on this, and yet every time we try to move forward, it is extremely difficult. I want you, Susan, once again to state what you have said.
What I have said is that the initial portion of the agenda, we have exceeded the time limit, as has been noted by the timekeeper. The inability to get through an agenda is one of the major reasons your meetings are inefficient, you aren't accomplishing what you wish to, and you're not getting things done on time. This is the opportunity to move forward with those who object to the agenda being noted in the minutes.
I am sympathetic with both sides, but I do recognize that the most important thing in this meeting hasn't come up yet. And it's not my talking about appeal of funds, although that's important. We have a procedure for nomination and election of LSB members to serve on PNB standing committees. And I would urge everyone that is objecting to what I may say to please take seriously that. And so I'm going to move ahead. Next item of agenda, appeal for funds. We all know that we need money here.
Point of order. I have appealed the ruling of the chair, sir. All I'm asking is that the secretary recount the vote. And we've spent more time you not doing that than it would have been for him to just recount it. So who is taking longer, extending this meeting?
The member was not recognized.
Susan, can you speak to that?
It's a point of order.
Can you speak to that?
Yeah, the member has been called out of order by a fellow member for not being recognized and for interrupting the chair. And I think that her behavior is dilatory. The vote was taken. The vote was announced. You asked whether there was a non-voting. There is no reason to reconduct the vote. It was legitimate. So,
point of order. Okay. I have been texted by somebody who.
Okay.
I want to be recognized. This is Rodrigo. I'm waiting for
you. I'm not, Rodrigo, I'm not going to recognize you.
Well, then
point of order. I have been asking because I got texted that the vote count was wrong. So I'd like a recount because of that text. I'm not being dilatory.
Susan Young is being dilatory right here. She's saying that, you know, she's the one in.
Mr. Secretary, would you please reread what the results are, okay?
Yes, sir. The results for the roll call regarding the
vote. Point of order. I'm asking for a vote, a reiteration of who voted.
That is what I am doing, ma'am. Do not interrupt me. The vote was called as follows.
Okay,
11 yes, 12 no, 1 non-voting.
Okay, I request the names of the people who voted yes and who voted no.
Thank you.
Rodrigo Argueta voted yes. Cristina Avalos voted no. Marisol Bielma, yes. Rachel Brunke, yes. Noel Centeno, yes. Ace Estwick did not vote. Ariana Gladney, yes. Jen Goodman, no. Nikki Hahn, yes. Ian Johnston, yes. Avelia Jones, no. Chipasha Luchembe, no. Jack Neff, yes. Brenda Martinez, yes. Nancy DeParco, no. Robert Payne, no. Nancy Perlman, no. Myla Reason, no. Janine Roan, yes. Oscar Oyoa, yes. Harry Washington, no. Adam Woolman, no. Carlos Zavala, no. And the chair, Tzaka Bricka, no.
Hey.
Thank you.
I'm going to proceed. What I'm going to say is that anybody, I don't care which side of any issue that speaks without being recognized is going to be duly noted, okay? And if it happens more than twice, I'm going to take more severe action because I just don't want to have this meeting bogged down yet again. All right. Appeal for funds. We all know funds are important. I want to commend many of the Spanish language people in broadcasting for doing work, for raising money for their own expenses, for working without a stipend for what was normally paid for when we have a budget. I want to recognize some people who are working right now to come up with smaller and larger ways to do fundraising. You know who you are. Anybody who has what you think is a really good idea for fundraising, please email me and copy the secretary, Lee Thorpe. All right, that's my 1 minute. Thank you. Next, procedure for nomination and election of LSB members to serve on PNB standing committees. Lee, will you read the procedures? And this is really important. This is our people here who are going to be putting their names up today if they want, and will have 3 days more to, in writing, submit for this, for these offices. Go ahead, Lee.
Yes, sir. The election of one director and three non-director delegates for the KPFK Committee of Inclusion, two KPFK non-director delegates for the PNB Audit Committee, and two KPFK non-director delegates for the Governance Committee shall be conducted by the KPFK LSB Secretary using upvote upvote to support secret ballots with nominations to open during the February 9th, 2025 meeting. And once the meeting adjourns, any additional nominations must be made in writing to the KPFK LSB Secretary by 11:59 Pacific Time on February 12th, 2025. 11:59 p.m., pardons. All currently serving KPFK delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent ballots via email from upvote, no reply at upvote.com, on or after February 13th, 2025, and that the polls shall close on February 15th, 2025 at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time. If quorum is not met by the close of the polls, the KPFK LSB Secretary is authorized to keep the polls open and declare a new deadline. The final results should be ratified by vote of the LSB. The KPFK LSB Secretary will distribute election results to all voters soon after the close of voting, and those elected may serve at the next meeting of the respective committee. In the unlikely event of a tied election, it is to be resolved and the final results declared by the chair at the next meeting of the LSB after the preliminary tally distribution. An LSB member of good bandwidth can share a screen and flip coins via random.org/coins.
Thank you very much. Right now, the PNB composition, I'm going to repeat, is, and I'll do these in order as it's written down here. Audit, one director elected from the PNB from each station, and two LSB members from each station elected by the LSB. So we're talking here about two people, two LSB members. That's every member here. And we are all LSB members. Two members that will be elected to the audit PNB committee composition, to the audit committee. Next, governance. One director elected by the Pacific National Board, PNB, from each station, and two LSB, local station board members from each station, elected by the LSB. So on the governance committee, of which there's much interest here, there will be two LSB members elected. The last one is committee of inclusion, one director, three LSB members. So there are going to be three LSB members that will be selected by OPA vote this week after the close of, people can self-nominate today but you also have the rest of today, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. By the end of Wednesday, and this is all laid out in the, you don't have to remember all this. It's all laid out in the appendix. What time, and I'll ask the secretary to actually read that because that's important. So right now, I would like to hear if there is anybody who wants to put their name up to run for the audit committee from LSB to the national board. This is a national board with LSB members elected to it.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Janine.
This is Janine. Let's see. I have Oscar and then Janine. Yeah, first Oscar and then Janine. Go ahead, Oscar. I don't know if your hand was up from this or it was held over from before. Oscar,
yeah,
are you?
Actually, it was. Yeah, it was from way, way back because I wanted to take a moment of personal privilege. And it was just as simple as regarding to having a non-LSB member. With giving herself the authority to shut or to insist and a member to shut up pretty much, to silence themselves. And also a person that even though with the best intentions, I consider, Mr. Chair, a really arbitrarily decision of yourself on appointing somebody to take such a big responsibility. Thank you.
Okay, Oscar. I don't think you're nominating yourself for this is only, thank you for your comments, but if I'd known, I wouldn't have allowed it now. But is there anybody that has their hand up to be nominated for audit? Seeing no one at this time.
This is Janine. I have my hand raised.
Oh, it went down. Now you're back up. Go ahead, Janine.
Oh, all right.
I recognize Janine Rowan. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to nominate Oscar for the Committee of Inclusion. I don't know whether we're going in order.
We're coming. That will be third. Okay. We're going down.
Okay. Okay. I'd like to then nominate.
Save that for later, okay?
I understand. I'm going to continue, though, with I'd like to nominate myself for the Audit Committee, and I'd also like to, because I've served on it before at the national level, along with the Finance Committee, and I'd also like to nominate Jack Neff for the Audit Committee.
Jack, do you accept?
Yes, I'm raising my hand. Thank you for recognizing me, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so Janine, I will say Janine Rohn has self-nominated for the audit committee. Note that, Secretary. And now Jack Neff, I will recognize you. Jack, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to announce a candidacy for audit committee on the PNB.
Okay, Jack Neff, duly noted. Jack Neff is also running for the audit committee. Oscar Yeoh, the chair recognizes Oscar.
Yeah, I was also to nominate myself for the committee of inclusion before, so I'm sorry. I'll wait for my turn.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Ace Estwick, your hand is up.
I'd like to nominate myself for the committee.
For the audit committee?
Yes.
Okay, duly noted. Ace Estwick, audit committee. Next is Jan Goodman. Your hand was up, Jan. Oh, okay, it's down. All right. So, Secretary, would you please read the who we have thus far for the audit committee to run for election?
Yes, sir. For the audit committee for non-directors, we have Janine Rohn, Jack Neff, and Ace Estwick, who have been nominated and accepted their nominations.
And I don't think, I think Janine, Oscar, Ace, please take your hand down if you're not being recognized. Is any of you also talking about audit committee only? And then I'm going to go on to governance and committee of inclusion.
I'm not sure of the question, Chair, if we're only speaking to the audit committee.
Pardon me. I don't know who's speaking and who's okay.
That's Janine. I misunderstood. Point of information. You want us to lower our hands because if we're not continuing nominations for this committee, is that correct?
No, I was just trying to get to read the minds of people's hands up. So it was just I wanted hands up for audit committee only, then governance. So I'm calling for governance committee now. People want to run as director or have nominees for governance committee. And then we'll have committee of inclusion afterwards. I don't see any hands yet.
Chair, I see that my hand's up. This is Janine.
Yeah, two people. Go ahead, Janine. This is for governance. Go ahead.
I'd like to self-nominate again for governance. I know it very well. I've been secretary for 2 years for this board, and I understand governance very well. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know that there's any reason why people can't vote, can't be on two committees. So you are the one person so far. Jan Goodman has her hands up. So Janine Rowan, also for governance committee secretary. Go ahead, Jan. All right. So there are two positions that are up, and I'm just going to say to everybody.
Did you hear me? I'm sorry, I was on mute.
I have you, and now I see Myla and Jack as well. Go ahead, Jan.
I apologize. I was on mute. I would like to nominate Christina Avalos and Chipasha Lichumbe to be on the governance committee.
Okay, Christina and Chipasha. Would you please, Christina, or do you accept?
Yes, I accept it.
Okay.
Chipasha?
Okay.
I didn't hear that. Did you?
Well, I accept.
Oh, you accept. Great. Okay. So, did you get those, Secretary?
Can I nominate Ian Johnson for governance?
Pardon me. Just a second. Okay. So we had Christina and Chipasha for governance. And then who is,
This is Rodrigo, but I cannot raise my hand for whatever reason.
I didn't see it. Go ahead, Rodrigo.
Yeah, I just want to nominate Ian Johnson for governance.
Okay, you're going to self-nominate for governance?
No. Ian Johnson.
Oh, Ian. Okay. All right. Do you accept, Ian?
I graciously accept. I appreciate the offer.
Okay. Ian Johnson for governance as well. Jan, your hand is up, and then Jack Neff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me lower it.
Okay. Chair recognizes Jack Neff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would submit my name, Jack Neff, for candidate for Pacifica Governance Committee.
Okay. Did you get that, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How many, can you read off all the candidates for governance right now?
For governance and non-director, we have Janine Rohn, Christina Avalos, Chipasha Lichumbe, Ian Johnston, and Jack Ness.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll go on to Committee of Inclusion. One director, three LSB members for this. So, nominees for Committee of Inclusion.
Who's on the current committee?
Committee of Inclusion. Who is on
It's Avelia Jones, and I think myself.
Okay, Myla Reason, then Avelia, then Marcy, then Janine. Myla?
Thank you. I would like to nominate Avelia Jones to continue as the director on the Committee of Inclusion. And I would also like to nominate, I believe, I'm sorry, I can't remember who else is on it. So just Avelia for now. Thank you.
Okay. Avelia, do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And while my mic is open, I'd like to nominate Rodrigo Argueta.
Okay. Rodrigo, do you accept?
Yes.
Terrific. Okay, so we have Evalia and Rodrigo. Next up is Janine.
I'd like to nominate Marisol, Oscar, Ninel, all to the Committee of Inclusion. And I'd also like to add that Evalia Jones can run for this committee at the national level. So for this is our chance for us to have regular LSB members participate in these committees. Thank you.
Okay. For everyone else, when we have an when we're taking things, don't mix it with other business, okay? So did you get all three of those, Secretary, that she nominated?
Currently writing it down, yes, which is Marisol Bielma, Oscar Ulloa, and Anel Centeno, correct?
I think so. And Ace Eswick, your hand is up.
Yes, I nominate myself for the Committee of Inclusion.
Okay, Ace Eswick. And Evalia, is your hand up for another reason?
It is. I accept what Janine has said. However, if my name needs to be taken off, that's no problem, and I'll go for the national level. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. Janine, you have another? Okay, so you're down. No, Janine, do you have another suggestion for the committee? Okay. All right. Will you read those,
Mr. Chair? I apologize. I haven't been able to raise my hand. May I be recognized? This is Myla.
Yes. Okay, Myla.
I just have I have a point of clarification. The bylaws are tricky on this. The bylaws say that the directors will vote for fellow directors for the standing committees of governance and audit, but for the committees of inclusion at all five Pacifica stations, the LSBs elect the director. The director is not elected by the fellow directors. And this is the one exception for the standing committees. So I was correct in nominating Evalia Jones, and she should be included as a nominee for the director for the Committee of Inclusion.
Okay, so noted. You get that, Mr. Secretary?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Lee, will you also restate for people the time period that people can self-nominate and how they do that, because it's not ending today, and then when the election takes place?
Yes, sir. So I will repeat paragraph number 4, which pertains to that. All currently serving KPFK delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent ballots via email from OpenVote, noreply@opavote.com, on or after February 13th, 2025, and that the poll shall close on February 15th, 2025.
Slow down a little bit. Slow down a little bit.
Thank you. And that the poll shall close on February 15th, 2025, 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. And for self-nomination, it is during this meeting, as well until February 12th, 11:59 p.m., and must be written in writing to the KPFK LSB Secretary.
Okay. Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Who's speaking? Is this Ian?
Yes, this is Ian. It sounds like an edict that has been issued from on high that we're going to use OpaVote. I don't think we've taken a vote on that. And I believe the chair of tellers, Terry Goodman, has pointed out that electronic voting elections are not legal. So I would suggest that we perhaps discuss whether OpaVote is the best way to deal with this. Is that free?
Thank you for your comment. I'm going to have, there's all kinds of people could comment, but Susan, why don't you set the record straight on this?
Yeah. What Ian Johnston is bringing up is dilatory. OpaVote has been used by this body, WPFW, the national board, and WBAI more than once. It is electronic voting, which also Terry Goodman implements, is, has been authorized, by the body for a long time. And OpaVote is an accepted method for conducting this election. Terry Goodman does not have a monopoly on conducting elections.
Okay. Thank you. All right. IGM report.
Sorry, and we are, this is the timekeeper, Nikki. We are 3 minutes away from the public comment period. I'm sorry, we have the 10-minute director's report, but it's...
Okay, this will be...
Chair,
public
I have
commentary
my hand
2 minutes, and so the IGM report, the interim manager is with a fund drive, but Susan Young, in her director's report, among other things, is going to comment on the salient points of the general manager's report, which she has. And now we are within a minute
Chair,
and a half of time.
May I be recognized? My hand is raised.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, one is...
Please state your name.
Janine Roan. And I wanted to mention that OpaVote last time was conducted by our secretary. And in the email threads to the LSB, I did state that it should be a third party in order for it to be truly...
This is dilatory.
No, it's not. I don't think it's dilatory. That's one.
The ruling of the chair is dilatory. And I'm going to have Susan Young comment on this again. This is good education for all of us, folks.
The point of order is dilatory because this matter has been set for prior elections and meeting. And so it is dilatory. The member is, interrupting the ability of the body to conduct its business. Raising this question again is dilatory.
No, that's
okay,
a
point of order.
Misunderstanding, my point. Point of order.
40, no, now
I'm
sorry.
Asking
I went
if someone
on.
Else
call the member to order.
Myla, have you been recognized?
Any member can call any other member to order. Go ahead.
I call to order.
Okay.
The chair for not listening to my argument that it is just who is conducting this. That is all I am bringing up. It's not dilatory. Thank you.
All right. I think Susan commented on that. It is now 11:55, and we are going to our public comment period time certain. So we are, how do we close? We're closing this part of the meeting.
And it's 11:45. Sorry.
So the meeting is now of this body. I don't know. We haven't called it adjourned. What do we call? We are shifting on over to public comment. So
you're observing the time certain start for public comment. And then this period of time is reserved for people to call in and comment rather than for comments by the, LSB member.
Yes. And a reminder now, this is for members only to speak, and also, Spanish, speaking members will have their 60 seconds, and then Rodrigo and anyone else he designates will also be there for translation. So we're open now, and this is only for community members who wish to speak, and LSB members are simply here to listen. Okay.
Mr. Chair, my hand is up.
Is this John Tatum?
It is.
Okay, the chair recognizes John Tatum.
Good evening, sir. Good evening to everyone. Thank you for recognizing me. My comments start off with congratulating you, Mr. Chair, because you made a statement early in the meeting that there are all sorts of people online that profess that they are quoting Robert's Rules of Order when in fact some are and some are not. So if you would allow me, I wanted to comment on some statements that were made that are actually incorrect. By the way, I think all of you know me that I'm a professional registered parliamentarian with the National Association of Parliamentarians and also with the American Institute
Hi.
of
Hold on one second. Let me put you on speaker.
Please be quiet. The speaker is speaking. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Okay. I want to start off with saying that this brief for the public comment could simply be called a recess. I think you guys were looking for words to call this brief pause in a meeting that you will eventually go back to. But some more serious issues. Earlier, I heard people talking about
10 seconds.
Go ahead. You have 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard people talking about substitute, and they were using that incorrectly. What they were looking for is a secondary amendment, and I think this had to do with amending the agenda earlier. As a matter of fact, you cannot object to an agenda. You have to amend it and keep on going. I mean, you can't have a meeting without an agenda. Also, there is no recognition that's needed if someone wants to bring up a point of order. Chair must make a ruling on every time a point of order is brought up, considering the fact that it has been appealed and the appeal has been seconded. There's no such a thing as requests for clarification or requests for information or anything. That went out with Robert's 11th edition. The 12th edition speaks to requests for information. So it's no clarification and no point of information anymore.
Would you wrap it up? I'm sorry, I'm just trying to keep
going. Okay, I'll wrap it up very quickly. You cannot explain your vote, as the secretary has explained to everyone, that you either vote yes, no, or abstain. There's no such a thing as a no vote. There's no such a thing as voting offline or chat or anything like that. It's people must answer yes, no, or abstain. If they're silent, that's the equivalent to an abstention. And I had a few more. Maybe if you have another public comment, I'll finish. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's very good. Thank you for showing up. Okay. I'm just looking here. Am I not seeing? Okay. This is, that's not, If I'm missing someone who has their hand raised, let me, because the first time through is 60 seconds. The first time through is 90 seconds. The second time through is 60 seconds. Any other first time community people that want to raise an issue?
Yes, Nancy Lawrence.
Okay, Nancy, go ahead. I didn't see you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not very good with the computer. Anyhow, I just want to start quickly with, and now is the time of monsters. That's a quotation from Antonio Gramsci. Since Michael Novak was taken off, we had just what I feared. Ian Masters has come back 5 days a week. I mean, he can have one program. That's fine. He also, some of my favorite programs are only a half hour now. Sly's program is now a half hour, and other programs. Some of the environmental program has been taken off. We need to organize as a community. We had these fires in L.A., and there's no local news to cover the fires. I mean, there was one guy that we, I guess, volunteered to do a little bit of it. But anyhow, so we had some pretty bad changes. And also there's time where they repeat some of the morning program, which is very good morning programming. But we have that whole hour. We can get these programs back on. We need Solartopia back, too. We got to get these programs.
30 seconds.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you, Nancy. Terrific. All right. I see your hand up, John, for a second round, and you definitely will have it.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
In finishing up my
60 list, seconds. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, finishing up my list, as far as electronic voting is concerned, electronic voting is allowed if you have a rule that allows it. Okay. And then, there was too much, there was overuse of, dilatory action in this meeting. And that one thing that I noticed. Let's see. Calling a member to order. It is the job of the chair to call a member to order. Now, other members can ask the chair to call a member to order, but the member himself or herself cannot call that member to order. And that's all my list for now. Mr. Chair, thank you for recognizing me a second time.
Well, thank you, Mr. Tatum. I have 1832-438. That may be, I recognize you. The number on the screen here is 1832-438.
Mr. Chair, sorry, this is Nikki, the timekeeper. I just want to let everyone know, I'm just going to give a 10-second warning so that I don't interrupt too much. I'll give the 10-second and then a time warning. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chair Nikki Hahn. I believe, Serene, this is not a time for LSB members. Oh, you're, yeah, right, no.
Chair. Did you say 1438, the last four digits?
Yes, 438.
Okay, that's me. That's me. Okay. This may I speak, Chair?
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Nancy Seibert, Nadi Tomi from KPFT. I think last night, this meeting was posted. That's not 1 week in advance. That should have been, that was a mistake. And it's for transparency and open meetings to give people time to find it, not just, you know, the night before. So this meeting should have been, say, an informal meeting of discussion, which I think this group and any group would benefit from, but not a formal meeting because it did not have the 1 week in advance posting. So that mistake needs to be addressed. And then putting public comment all in one time frame does not allow people to comment on any vote that's coming up or any discussion that comes out later on, only just in one place. This is not good. I mean, KPFK was the LSB that was doing a parceling out 10 minute, you know, three public comments. It's very welcoming 10 seconds to members. And please make this guest from KPFT ask for time. The floor before they blurt out things. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Ruben,
Mr. Chair, yeah. This is Secretary. May I make a request of somebody for a moment?
Secretary, go ahead. What is it?
We need someone to mute their mic as they are presently hot micing and we can hear it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Ruben Tapia, you're up.
Hi. You know, this is Ruben Tapia. I'm a long veteran of the Spanish speaking programming. I just want to congratulate that you guys are now doing bilingual these important meetings. The first thing. The second thing, you know, I just agree with the last caller that, you know, you need to follow and be really interested and promote the participation of the people and as well as a good organized meeting, which this has been a disaster in my point of view. This is a few times that I attend these meetings, I think, you know, it's a lot of talking. You spend more a half an hour trying to get, you know, the approval of the extension up, which I think we are in a crucial time and we have a lot of stuff on the agenda. KPFK needs to be raised to the occasion. So I think, besides that, you know, I want to congratulate or inform you in general that the Spanish-speaking program here, we organized a event, a fundraiser event yesterday with one of the young generation, which we need as a station to bring to the airwaves. I need you as a government body. You need to do your, put your act together because we are in an emergency.
Time.
Thank you, Ruben. Very well said. Reminder to the people who have shared 90 seconds when everybody, after everybody else shares, if there's time left, you have another 60 seconds. Chair recognizes Carol Wolfley and then Adam or Anthony Fest. First, Carol.
Thank you. And I would like to request extra time to also share in Spanish, if that's okay. So I really appreciate everything that everyone at KPFK is doing to keep the station on the air, to make it sustainable, and to keep the programming in alignment with the mission of KPFK and the mission of Pacifica. And I know this is a difficult time. And what I'm seeing in this meeting is there are struggles of people who have their ideas about political ideas and what they want. But the bottom line is, are we going to have a radio station? Are we going to be able to stay on the air? Are we going to be able to have enough money to hire people to run the station and run the boards? So I want to thank Susan Young for coming to this meeting and for helping to support the parliamentary procedures. And I want to thank also the chair, who has been overly cooperative and patient with many, many dilatory, order and challenging. Ahora voy a empezar en hablar en español para la gente que habla en español. Estoy de acuerdo con el señor que dijo que están perdiendo mucho tiempo en esa reunión por cosas que son dilatorios. Y tenemos que trabajar juntos y tenemos que hacer conexiones con las comunidades, especialmente en español, para los programas en español. Y también tenemos que luchar con las cosas el environment ahora, porque es muy importante. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carol. Anthony Fest.
Yes, thank you. I'm a programmer at KPFA and an LSB member at KPFA, but born and raised in Southern California. A little bit of good news from KPFA. After an absence of decades, there's now an LGBT program on KPFA. This way out. I think it's been at least 25 years since we've had any LGBT program, probably closer to 30 years. Could that background noise be muted? Now, it seems to me that compared to KPFA, program changes at KPFK seem to happen at lightning speed, for better and for worse. And unfortunately, lately, I have to say it's been very much for the worse, because the innovative community-based programs introduced by Michael Novick have mostly been purged. Why? And for what? It looks like the airtime that these programs once had has been given over to talk shows hosted by old white males. So it's a tremendous swipe at diversity as well as at genuine community-based radio. I'm wondering, do the powers that be at Pacifica think that the way to endure the next 4 years of Trump is by clinging to the skirt of the Democratic Party? I think that's bound to fail. I think Pacifica needs to stand for peace and not align itself with the corporate political parties. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Okay. We actually still have some time for some people who spoke 60 seconds. If you want, spoke.
Serene is waiting. Sorry.
I don't know what that was. For those who spoke 90 seconds can now speak 60 seconds.
Sirin is waiting.
You are up, Anthony, or your hand was up. I don't know if you wanted to speak 60 more. Your hand now went down.
Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Sirin Roberts has a hand out. Sirin Roberts, I can see it.
Yes, thanks. I heard my name called earlier, but then I heard the chair skip over me, so I'm not quite sure what that was about.
Welcome. I did not see your name. Go ahead.
Oh, you announced my name, Mr. Chair.
You
announced my name. Sorry?
No, go ahead. Yes, I understand. Okay. You have it. Go ahead.
So I hope folks in the LA area are healing. I hope the station is doing a good job of meeting the community needs. Our hearts go out to you. We need to make some serious changes within Pacifica, and everyone needs to pay close attention. If there was any doubt as to whether or not we had any friends in DC, I trust that doubt has been erased. We preserve ourselves in part by continuing to do, or beginning to do in some cases, work that is relevant to the existence of everyday people. We preserve our organization by complying with our bylaws, complying with Robert's Rules of Orders, and to the extent that it applies, following the law. So this last minute posting of the Zoom, you know, at 5-something LA time yesterday afternoon is inappropriate, unacceptable, and makes this meeting and its decisions irrelevant and illegal. That is not a good idea. We do not, what is the expression they use? Hoist by your own petard, meaning let's stop screwing ourselves.
10 seconds.
If there are rules that we are required to obey, including our own bylaws, let's do it, because the people who are coming after us, and I don't care who says we're safe, we are not. Oh, darn. I didn't hear the 10 seconds. I'll come back. Thank you.
Okay. Caller one.
Pardon me, Chair. This is Andrew Weiss. I don't see a way to raise my hand. Sorry for interrupting.
Is this Andrew?
Yes. May I get on the queue?
Go ahead, Andrew.
All right. Thank you. Sorry about that. I'm using a new device. Didn't see how to raise my hand. Anyway, this is Andrew Weiss, KPFK, longtime listener, member, monthly sustainer. I'm just wondering. I'm noticing a breakdown of communication between the listeners, members, and the management at KPFK, as well as with the LSB. Questions: we used to have a requirement that the general manager of each station was required to do a report to the listener at least minimum once a month to the listeners with open phone lines. Michael Novick reinstated that. Thank you, Michael Novick, for the great job you did as well as that. But I haven't heard anything myself. I don't know if it's being done by our current general manager, interim general manager, Maggie LaPique. I wish she would come on the air and communicate with the listeners who are funding this station and would like to hear what's going on. There's been many changes as well. Same with the LSB, has been required to do a report to the listener once every 2 months. Haven't seen that in a while. Is this body planning to communicate with the people who they represent, the listener members? Third, I sent an email to this LSB for the last meeting, but all the names got rejected, sent back, all the emails. I don't know if anyone on this committee got that email. Is their email communication open? And is the general manager planning to do reports to the LSB meetings as Michael Novick did each meeting? Please do. Thank you, sir, and everybody.
Thank you. And
please address my questions. I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Please address my questions as far as LSB report to the listener and email communication. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I can't do it now. That's not protocol, but thank you. I got your name. Carol Wolfley, 60 seconds.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that it's important right now when we have people talking about the bylaws to remember that it's important for all stations to be self-sustaining. That's not only in the bylaws, but it's in the Articles of Incorporation. And, sorry, my grandchildren are in the background. So there are stations. There is a station that owes our network $9 million and has, you know, had thousands and thousands of unsent premiums. Those are issues that have to be addressed. So I want to ask all the people that are coming from other stations, you know, let's all, and I'm one of them, let's all take care of our own responsibilities. Que toda la gente que viene de las otras estaciones tienen responsabilidad para asegurar que las estaciones están pagando sus propias cuentas. Gracias.
Okay, thank you. Caller one, another 60 seconds.
Carol, please mute.
Okay. Let's see. All right. I don't see any other community members that haven't spoken once and spoken twice. So it is now 12:08 p.m.
Actually, there are three hands up, four hands up, actually. There are four hands. Serene, and caller one, Anthony Fez, and then someone by 438. We got three hands up, actually.
So you have some people you want to translate for?
No. There are four hands that are up asking to talk. No, I see four. Serene Roberts, caller one.
No, those are board members. I can't answer. No,
they are not board members.
Oh, well, Anthony isn't. That's good. And
Serene. And then someone by the name, by 832. And then caller one. You have four people, actually.
Yeah, I've been calling. Okay, Anthony, once again.
Serene was ahead of me.
Yeah, Serene was worse.
Okay, Serene.
Thanks. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. So I don't know what procedure, well, you know, we have a problem in Pacifica with regard to how we treat our staff. People just sort of disappear without explanation. But at any rate, there's a new sheriff in town, as they say, in LA, and I do not know why a number of programs are gone, but in particular, I will say that two of my favorite programmers, Professor Ife Jai and Tandy Chimurenga, are apparently no longer on the air, and I would like to know what the heck is going on, because I do not think of Black women as being overrepresented in the media landscape of the U.S. So there needs to be a process.
10 seconds.
By program changes take place. It can't be you were with the wrong team at one point. That is not how we serve the mission.
Time.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Anthony, have you spoken twice? Go ahead.
This would be my second time.
This is Bella DeSoto. This is Bella DeSoto.
Oh, hi, Bella. First time speaker. Go ahead.
I have been waiting. I have been raising my hand for quite a while.
I'm sorry I haven't seen it. Go ahead. Speak.
Thank you. I second everything Serene and Nancy Saibar and Naritomi have said. This meeting, in fact, is rendered illegal, unlawful. No 7-day notice to the public, and I was watching every single day to make sure that there would be enough time for the public to be notified. No such thing. And this has become a pattern with this board. The other issue is that there are four directors sitting on this board right now that are illegally seated and were illegally, unlawfully seated on the January 30th, 2025 PMB meeting. Without ratification of their manipulative process of being elected on this board. And so there's a lot going on, and people that want to speak up are being muted. They're being talked over. They're not being recognized with points of order. They're not being included in the drafting of the agenda. There has been no governance committee for this body. And the question is, why? Because control must be full, and censorship, and that is all that you care about. This has got to stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Sasha.
Hey, I was skipped over. Come back to me when you can, please.
Wait a second. Was that Sasha who was speaking?
That was Anthony Fest.
Anthony, hold on. I think you've spoken once. Sasha hasn't spoken yet. So then I'll call on you. Go ahead, Sasha.
Got it.
Okay. Actually, you know, I would just like to say that for any casual observer or anyone who cares the least or, you know, moderately about the future of KPFK and Pacifica Radio Network, this is a circus watching these meetings and watching how the bylaws are violated, and just it's a power play. And, you know, whether it's the intention of the people who are voting along, who are aligned with New Day Pacifica, or they're just hapless and they don't know what they're doing and they're just going along with it so they can feel like they're on the winning team. You know, you are voting against the democratized form of Pacifica, which was over 25 years ago. We created bylaws so that the listeners could participate democratically to elect the board members. You're trying to do away with this by going along with Jan Goodman and her team. You're just acting as cronies. And that's not my personal
attack.
Hey, guess what? This is a public comment. You don't have any right to interrupt me, so please back off. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We are now, Sasha, we have a minute and then we have to go. So, Anthony, you have 1 minute and then we're time certain. Go ahead.
Okay. First, I endorse everything that Serene Roberts said. Second, the KPFA LSB is not one that other, boards around the network should look to emulate. In fact, I would call it the laziest LSB in the network. It's taking February off. It's also going to take April, June, August, and October off. The meetings are constrained to 2 hours. They play little power games by sitting on information. For example, the LSB secretary doesn't distribute draft minutes until a few days before the next meeting. And we haven't even seen the vote tally from our director's election last month. But far and away the worst is that this LSB refuses to carry out the powers and duties in Article 7 of the bylaws. I don't have time to list them, but they're ignoring most of them. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so that's it. 30 minutes. We're now on to, I believe, director's report and then to unfinished business. Susan Young.
Yes, let me note that the directors were elected, and I think the results are included in minutes, and those are staff member Myla Reason, listener members Avelia Jones, Jan Goodman, and Harvey Wasserman. I am giving a report that covers a lot of the information that has been provided by the executive director at our meetings. Pacifica National Board held its convening meeting January 30th for the 2025 PNB. At that meeting, we nominated persons to serve as officers. There are three officer positions: chair, vice chair, and secretary. The results of that election will be announced tomorrow. The LSB challenged the ED, I mean, the PNB challenged the ED, who worked with general managers, to come up with a response, with a statement about the Project 2025 threat that we all face. And I would like to read that quickly. The Pacifica Foundation, a commitment to truth and free speech as a trusted source of news and information. The Pacifica Foundation remains steadfast in its mission to deliver accurate, impartial, and thorough reporting, regardless of the political climate. During the upcoming term of the 47th president, as with any administration, we are committed to serving the public interest by prioritizing facts, context, and transparency while upholding the highest journalistic standards expected of community radio. We categorically reject any attempts to undermine fundamental rights, including public protest, free speech, and the independence of nonprofit media outlets. We oppose efforts to target political opponents, punish marginalized groups, or impose restrictive policies that threaten the democratic principles we hold dear. Pacifica's five major stations, along with our global network of affiliates, will continue to provide a platform for diverse voices, fostering informed and respectful dialogue on the critical issues of our time. Throughout this administration, we are committed to educating our listeners on the stakes. Let me also just say that we were incredibly stunned, moved by the fires that reached LA. Let me tell you, I grew up in Pacific Palisades. I watched as my brother.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
No.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead. Point of order.
Mr. Chair, I call the orders of the day. I note that the director's report was before the public comment, and the next item on the agenda is unfinished business. Thank you.
I support that. Yeah.
I support that too, Janine Roan. Susan Young is not our director,
that,
so.
Yeah, that Susan Young is.
It's out of order.
It's out of order.
Mr. Chair, I've completed.
I want to speak, please.
Yeah.
When you did time certain to the public comments, we go back to what was not covered, and then we continue. So please finish your report.
Absolutely. The fires created an emergency response plan for the national network, and backing up KPFK, which did heroic work to stay on the air. KPFA News, the affiliates, and WBAI and WPFW all provided collaborative programming. Another important initiative that has been developed is environmental programming across the network, and with Harvey Wasserman and Myla Reason taking the lead. That's my report.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Rodrigo.
Harvey Wasserman now discusses national environmental reporting.
Point of order, Chair.
Yes. What is your point of order and who is speaking?
This is Janine. With such a tight schedule, I don't believe it was appropriate to let someone who is not one of our directors eat up so much time when we have all these pending motions that only get a minute each. Thank you.
Yeah, and then this is Rodrigo. Maybe recognize Chair. I just want to ask, please, you know, if someone is not a member of the local station board, do not eat up our time. This one belongs to the local station board, and I don't understand why do we have to have somebody who speaks a lot, you know, and instead of getting to business that we have to deal with, in terms of what she was saying about response, you know, I haven't seen any response from KPFK, you know, for our situation of our community is being prosecuted. It's being like chased.
Rodrigo.
Let me wrap it up, you know, because she was saying that, so you let her speak. So, and I'm listening to what she said. And this wonderful response, I haven't seen that response from KPFK. I haven't seen a single coverage of what our people have been prosecuted, the Mexicanos and Latinoamericanos.
I call the member to order. He's spoken more than a minute.
Well, I call the member
to order.
This is really important.
Rodrigo, it's important.
I know you don't give a damn about our people because I can see it. You know, you have programming right there.
Rodrigo.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people right here are really racist too. But
Rodrigo, I am responding to you. Susan Young was invited because she's the board of the National of Pacifica. And one of the issues we have is this body observing faithfully the bylaws, which are not made by us. They're made by the national board. We serve as committees of the national board. And if we don't have unity on that, we don't have unity at all. It was my decision to have her come and take 10 minutes. I'm sorry the way things turn out so far. We will do better next time. I want to move ahead. And
Point of order, Chair Janine Brown.
I don't take that. You're out of order. The point of order is not well taken.
You don't even know what it is yet.
Chair here.
What did you think of Mr. John Turner?
Dan Goodman, may I be recognized with regard to the director's report?
I object.
My hand is up.
Well, we don't get anything.
The question was, what is the point of order? And then I'll call you, Jan. What was the point of order? My point of order is,
I called the member to order who was arguing with you for more than a minute. Second, the director's report, the period of time that was set aside for the director's report, Susan Young is a director, and I asked her if she could give a report as an overview of what's going on in the national. And I'm sorry that didn't get conveyed because I'm not giving a report, and I had her give the report instead. And now Harvey Wasserman, who is a director, I would like you to introduce him to give the director's report.
Thank you. You are next, Harvey.
Very, very, very. Can you hear me?
I am going to.
Can you hear me?
People who are not. Yes, I can hear you, Harvey. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to endorse Susan's report, Rodrigo. Your point is extremely well taken, and I think we should move ahead now. Susan's report from the PMB was accurate. And well taken. Rodrigo, your points are absolutely on point, as have other people raising questions about programming at KPFK. This has been a long meeting. Thank you very much, everybody, and let's move on.
Okay, thank you. Unfinished business. I'm going to ask Rodrigo on appendix number 6A, the motion regarding translations. Are you satisfied?
Yes, so far we only have one people, but it was fine. And I think we're going to, next time, knowing that this is going to be bilingual, this system is going to work way better. Okay. And, I want to thank you for that. And, I also want to add that, adding to what, Tapia said, we raised yesterday about a little bit over $1,000 for KPFK and the event that we did, with the Spanish Language Programming Association. So, and we asked you to join us, you know, cause we raise money like that with events. So there is $1,000, you know, that we raised yesterday from all the Spanish language programming. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodrigo. And we're looking forward to your assessment of how things went today. Okay, next, appendix number 6B, motion regarding reactivation of LSB standing committees. It is a motion to lay the motion on the table until after elections to national committee, not debatable. Jan, I call on Jan Goodman for this.
Yes, I move that we, put the elections of the local committee members, A, we don't have time to do it anyway, but B, because people who get elected to national committees might want to run for the local parallel committees, or on the other hand, they might not want to run for local committees if they feel that their time is just limited so that they can't be on a local committee. So I move that we put this the election of local committees and over until the next meeting, and I would like to lay it on the table for now.
Okay.
Chair, I have my hand raised. I'd like to be recognized.
Is there any objection to that?
I have an objection.
I object.
Okay, first, wait a second. I think that was...
It's a motion to lay on the table. Excuse me. A motion to lay on the table is not debatable. So they
point of order. Point of order. There was no second on her substitute motion.
Is there a second? It's not a substitute motion. It's a motion to lay on the table. It doesn't need a second, and it's not debatable.
Chair, this is
it should be voted on by the body.
We should call the question.
All right, with all the questions, look, lay on the table, I had never really heard about it. So I want to get some clarity. Susan Young, will you please tell us, I know what it is now, but nobody else probably knows. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, lay on the table is to take it temporarily off the agenda to be taken back up at a future time. And it is not debatable. If there's an objection, it just goes to a vote. I don't know if there was a motion and a second.
I'd like to this is Myla. May I be recognized?
Point of order, Chair. Can I be recognized? I've already said point of order.
She's seconding. She's merely seconding the motion.
No, but I got a point of order.
What I want to say is this. It's not debatable, but tell us why it's not debatable, Susan.
No, I'm not debating. This is a point of order, Chair.
Okay,
I need to be recognized.
Yes, go ahead with your point of order.
This motion, as I explained in multiple emails, is not appropriate. These are standing committees. There is a record that I have forwarded to the LSB of these standing committees. So there does not need to be a motion to reinstate these. And I personally have been getting very intimidating emails regarding this when, in fact, the Governance Committee, the Finance Committee, the Program Oversight Committee at KPFK are standing committees. So I no longer want to get any intimidation via email regarding these until we address this item. So I will continue to have Governance Committee set as on the KPFTX, because it is a standing committee. Thank you.
Okay, that was an opinion, not a motion, but I appreciate
it. No, it is. It's saying that it is not a proper motion to reinstate committees that are standing committees. That is the point I am making.
Okay.
Point of information.
We would actually have time to vote on it if we hadn't taken like 20, 30 minutes earlier in the meeting. It's 12:30. It's time certain. I'm sorry. It's time certain. I moved to end this meeting, and I appreciate everybody showing up. There are a lot of business that will be laid over from this meeting to next meeting. And, I now, as station board chair, Tatanka Bricka, at Sunday, February 9th, 2025, at 12:30 p.m., I adjourn this meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Since we are adjourned, I would like to just ask if people have community announcements, even though that we are technically adjourned, that I would like to hear community announcements. Nobody has to stay if they don't want to, but I understand that there are some important community announcements, and I'd like to just suggest that we use this time while we're still together